Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, on a Thursday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And on Parler, we're on at The Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and accentuate those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it, because we're just telling you the truth, even though the progressives don't want you to know that, do they?
Well, exactly, yeah.
All right. Now, according to reports from Capitol Hill, the Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives plans to vote on two gun control bills next week. The first bill is the so-called universal background check legislation, which would criminalize the private transfer of arms. You heard me say that right. If you want to sell an arm, if Kyle wants to buy a weapon of mine and I want to sell it to him, guess what? Cannot do it, according to this new legislation.
That's right.
Yep. You have to go through a dealer, and then you have to have a universal background check. And then the second bill, sometimes inaccurately described as legislation to close the Charleston loophole, would undermine the Second Amendment right by permitting the federal government to delay a firearm transfer indefinitely without proof that the transferee is prohibited from possessing firearms.
So would that mean, Captain, then, that basically they just would never process that paperwork?
I mean, if they don't want you to have a weapon for whatever reason, they don't want you to have a weapon, you aren't going to get one legally.
Well, there you go. Well, isn't that a direct denial, then, if you have no
Your Second Amendment right? You
exactly.
bet.
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, because if you have no record, and maybe the reason they're going to hold it from you is because, whoa, he said something very political and very much so against the government on Facebook, and he can't have a weapon, which is where they're going with all of this.
Well, yeah, exactly. That seems like the basic setup that you would do in order to act purely on political reasons and not on practical or criminal record reasons.
Now, we got another call from someone asking about the stimulus. And again, I'll try to explain this as simply as I can. The stimulus bill, the COVID stimulus bill, $1.9 trillion, got passed with all the goodies loaded in it from the House, and it was sent over to the Senate. Right now it's sitting in committee in the Senate. And in order to get it passed in the committee by the required number of votes, the majority, they've had to make some significant changes. Now, would you care to elaborate on what some of them are?
This is for the COVID bill.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, again, well, they're taking out some of these other spending measures, like for example the BART system and the Bay Area there. Take that out for the subway system. Take that out to improve the bridge between one of the bridges between Canada and the United States. That kind of
up
thing.
Up on I-81.
Mm-hmm.
And the congressional pay raise that was in there that nobody paid any attention to because it was buried in that bill.
Well, sure. And the fortunate thing here, Captain, is that they didn't have to pass the bill to find out what was in it. We actually know what's in it before they are going to pass it, and I think that's one of the reasons why they have to take this stuff
out. But because they took today off and maybe even tomorrow, I think they've taken the rest of the week off, to be honest with you, in Washington, D.C., because of this, quote, threat. This imminent threat made by them by some right-wing fanatical militia group,
right,
which is the way it's been described.
Right.
But here's the other thing. Am I the only one that remembers the date March 6th in Eugene, Oregon?
What was that one again? Yeah.
That's a big Antifa march.
Okay, right. Oh, that's
March
right.
March the 6th in Antifa.
The planned one.
March the 6th in Eugene, Oregon, which they're planning to let all the weirdos loose on one day out there in Oregon, and they got people coming in from all around the country to have this big march, and you know that's going to get out of hand.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to keep, some restraints on it there. But, Captain, let's listen for and see if there is a strong condemnation of Antifa, what it stands for and what it's been responsible for here recently.
Why, do you think they're going to criticize themselves?
Right, exactly. Well, but in the media, are we going to see the same? Because the way that this other story about the Capitol is being played up is though obviously there's going to be some imminent thing, which I hope doesn't happen. I believe that, now that this has all come to light, that, they would be able to stop that basically from happening. But are we going to hear the same kind of threats or the statement that, this is a very concerning issue about Antifa and their march?
Well, don't know. We'll find out soon enough. But here comes the music, so we'll let the music play in, and then we'll come back with something different. But we definitely will tell you that it looks like Washington, D.C., once again, has shut down because of the imminent threat from a right-wing militia group. Okay. Yep. Sure. Right. We'll be right back, folks. There's nothing going to happen in Washington, D.C. You want to bet money on it? Nothing's going to happen in Washington, D.C. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line right now. You know, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And let me tell you about my friends at Auto Glass America. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service after you tell them the captain sent you. And remember, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Ocala, Daytona Beach, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and when they get done, they're going to drop $100 in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, well, we got a couple things to add on here. The Biden approval ratings have been sliding. Now, in a couple of polls where they're, depending on the way it's slanted, plus or negative, Democrat, Republican, Biden has been hanging around 49% or thereabouts. There was one poll that came out this week that said, Joe Biden's approval ratings at 61%. Well, yeah, if you've already got a 10% plurality in the poll, geez, give me a break. But what did you find out?
Well, as of March 3rd, we have the Rasmussen reports. Looks like the total approval is 50%. But strongly approving is only 34%.
Uh-huh.
Strongly disapproving is 40%.
Yep.
And the total disapproval is 47. Then you've got the Monmouth University poll just recently here, but that's down from 54% of giving the president approval down to 51% from 54%. So again, a lot of people are starting to now see Biden in action. It's no longer a campaign. It's no longer what if. They're seeing not only just what Joe Biden is really like, but they're also seeing all these executive orders, killing of the jobs with the XL pipeline, for example, and then the nonchalant saying, well, you know, go get other great jobs. There are other great jobs to go get, you know, whatever.
And it's hitting a bunch of people in their wallets, especially the ones that got laid off in the oil and gas industry, the fracking industry. It's hitting them right now to where the unemployment numbers were much higher than expected, much earlier than expected, number one. And, oh, by the way, gasoline has gone up, food has gone up, prescriptions, everything goes up when gasoline goes up, everything.
Well, exactly. And just talk with your friends. Talk to people you know. If they've gone to the grocery store, and let's say, you know, they spent $50 last week on, you know, to stop in for something. I mean, that's not your total food bill probably, but this week that same $50 isn't going to buy as much as it did last week.
Now, something else that we need to talk about, because, again, we talked a little bit about COVID package stimulus bill. The Democrats now want Joe Biden to include, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Recurring stimulus payments in the COVID packages as they continue to come out. In other words, $1,400 this time, $1,400 the next time. It looks like they're going to do another one. They're going to do two more this year. So they're going to get another couple of shots of $1,400 somewhere along the line. It looks like that's what they're now trying to do. And they can do such a thing as plug the economy to the point to where it's going to go in the other direction.
Well, right. I mean, to me, this begins to smack of the idea. This isn't it exactly, but it's beginning to lead into the idea of the universal basic income, that kind of thing. It'll be for some, not for all, but for some. But ultimately, what it does is it continues to make people dependent on government. What President Biden should do, or any president should do, is to make sure that the economy is going to start up, that it's going to be robust, that there's going to be opportunity, that great jobs really will be there. But unfortunately, Captain, see, that's the secret that we're looking for here, but not somehow to just have continuing stimulus packages. They are needed at this point, and they have been needed, but that's not supposed to be the norm going forward.
No, and if you're going to open up the state, like Texas has done and Mississippi has done, you're going to all of a sudden get more money coming in. People are going back to work. Here comes your taxable revenue again. With your taxes that you get, not only for goods and services, but let's see, Texas does not have a state income tax. Mississippi does, but Mississippi has got all those casinos that'll be open full bore now.
Well, right, and again, it's this notion that if the economy can't open up, and people are continually being made to be more dependent on the government. It does beg the question, too, where is that money going to come from? They're literally printing it. And so that will come due at some point. There is not an infinitely deep well of cash for the government to simply dip into. It's just not feasible.
Well, as long as they've got ink and as long as they've got paper, they're going to continue to print money. They're not borrowing money. People keep going, whoa, we're borrowing this money. We're not borrowing money. We're printing money.
That's right. We're printing the money, and without and again, it's so sad because President Trump would have been, saying, look, here's how we're going to reopen. Here's how, as you said, restart this engine. That's the important thing. It's got to be more self-sustaining in that sense, and it can't simply be doling out money, again, after the emergency is passed.
Now, Michigan Governor Whitmer is really starting to get into big trouble. There's a big question hanging over the $155,000 secret payout that her director of health got to walk away from his job and keep his mouth shut because they're not revealing any information about the, oh gosh, nursing home deaths they've had in their state.
Right, right. You know, as we get more information about this and these kinds of things can become more clear, I don't know how it's, you know, she's going to be able to really, you know, stand up to all this stuff.
Yeah, and the GOP up there in that state have threatened us that they're going to subpoena, because they run the legislature, that they're going to subpoena the governor and the Department of Health up there for more details on what happened and get copies of the records.
Well, right. And just like in New York, Captain, where people had lost loved ones in the nursing homes and so forth, this is a story that is that has a great deal of interest for everybody, because people can look at what happened and say, my goodness, that could have happened to my loved one.
Yeah, now let's play something here. I'm going to play something because this pertains to the stimulus, and I want to get this out there before we go to break. This is Joe Biden talking about trimming the stimulus phase-out payments here. Here we go.
Moderate Democratic senators are proposing a faster phasing out of the $1,400 stimulus payments, an $80,000 income cutoff for individuals instead of $100,000. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says President Biden is comfortable with those changes as long as the bulk of the bill remains intact.
It needs to meet the scope of the challenge. It needs to be the size he's proposed.
A final Senate vote for passage could come later this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
But like I told you, what was just talked about is the majority of the Democrats want Biden to include recurring stimulus payments in the COVID package so that each time they have another shot in the arm, which they're going to have, it looks like a couple more during the course of this year, that automatically there's more stimulus money put in there for the people in the same category.
Well, right, exactly. So part of that, I think, they put under the column of quote-unquote buying votes in that sense. They're trying, again, to set themselves up. Because, you know, Captain, they totally understand that 2022 does not look good for them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're trying everything they can.
Well, they are, and they're going to throw the kitchen sink at this one. They do not want to lose control of the House, let alone the Senate. They do not want to do that because they know that then Joe Biden will, in effect, become a one-horse pony. He'll lose control of whatever leverage he's got right now. And what they've got right now is very shaky, to say the least. They can't lose any votes in the Senate and pass this stimulus. Not one can they lose.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why this could be a slog for them.
Yeah. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, I'll tell you what. When we come back, wait till you hear this. You want to fly the American flag in Fairfax County, Virginia? Not so fast. There's all kinds of stipulations coming down the pike in Fairfax County, Virginia, if you want to fly the American flag.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is warning of a fourth spike in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations as multiple states begin to roll back their COVID restrictions. On Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that he was lifting the state's mask mandate and ending all restrictions for all businesses next week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Wednesday that now is not the time to release all restrictions, but that individuals do have the power to take precautions for themselves.
Now is not the time to release all restrictions. I do think that, as I said in my remarks, the next month or two is really pivotal in terms of how this pandemic goes. As we scale up vaccination, we really do need to decrease the amount of virus that is circulating as we're trying to vaccinate all the public. I will also note that you know, every individual has is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what the states decide.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. More customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch Company. Listen to this. 39 rapid pain relief stem cell patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. And I took one of those patches and put it on my ankle, and it seems to be helping a little bit with the problem I got going on here, my left leg and ankle. So anyway, Kyle, going to bring you into the mix. We're talking about Fairfax County in Virginia right now, right?
That's right, yep.
Now, that's Virginia's largest county, and they are considering some really serious flag restrictions, with no exception for flying the American flag. And here's the way it goes. Let me start it with the flagpole. No flagpoles of any kind anywhere in the county will be able to be higher than 25 feet. You know those car dealers and some of those places where they got them up 75, 100 feet in the air with a great big, huge garrison flag?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Too big. Won't be able to fly a flag that big, and the flagpole's too high. They're going to have to lower the flagpoles, and they're going to have a flag on a pole designed to fit a 25-foot pole, which is not a great big old garrison flag. It's one's probably not 3x5, but probably the ones that are 7x9.
Yeah, they say, I believe it's 24 square feet would be, I think, the ultimate size.
Yep, and that's the way they're going to do it. Now, it gets a little bit worse than that. Let's say you live in a housing complex where when you come in, they've got an American flag, and maybe they've got a Canadian flag or a Virginia flag or maybe a POW MIA flag all properly displayed out front welcoming you in. Follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
You will not be able to display an American flag on your private property because there's already one displayed at the front of the residence area that you live in. Now, that's crazy.
Well, it really is what it does, and sometimes communities like that, they may have some of their own regulations about displaying flags or banners, this kind of thing. But it seems to be something else if the county comes along. If I'm correct, Captain, if it's not a like a planned community, it looks like you could only have two flags at your home, basically, including a national, state, military, or college flag.
Right, to go along with the American flag.
Right, exactly. So this seems like, you know, if you have the space at your commercial, you know, property or whatever, what have you, you should be able to fly as big a flag as you could possibly fly, as long as, I guess, it's not interfering with aircraft or something like that. But that's a huge, you know, source of pride. And a lot of times, especially as you drive down the freeway and you look for that, that's also how they sort of make themselves stand out as well. But
mm-hmm.
But it is a real source of pride, and it seems like this seems to be a bridge too far in telling people how they can express their patriotism.
And the reason I mentioned car dealers was because if you're going north on U.S. 19, headed towards Newport Richey, as you're coming up the highway, you'll see a huge American flag on the left side of the highway prominently displayed. Got to be up 100 to 125 feet in the air, and that was done on purpose by Moss Nissan because they're proud of America. They wanted that flag to be seen everywhere and anywhere, and the people across the street, the people across the street at the competing car dealer, theirs is up about 30 or 40 feet, and you can barely see it. You got to be almost on top of it to be able to spot it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, too, Captain, the idea that we have flags all over the land is really something that is truly American, you know, at its very, very core. And unfortunately, it looks like you have some people who have decided that they want to curtail that, that, you know, I guess the flag is now going to be somehow subversive, you know, you're flying too big a flag, you know, that kind of thing. It seems ridiculous on its face, but I think these people are pretty serious about wanting to curtail it.
Eric is chiming in about Fairfax County, Virginia. He's saying, ever since I was a kid, Fairfax County has always been loony. Their school district is one of the beta testers for things and changes that we see that come nationally. Critical race, LGBT. He says, I'm okay, you're okay, blah, 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 blah.
Well, exactly. This is what I'm talking about. The idea is that, you know, these people must have voted for this. Basically, they this particular county board, I believe, a planning commission is, I believe, what it is. They must really be, you know, serious about not wanting people to display the flag.
Well, we got a couple of stories about Facebook, and I'll start with the first one about Facebook and Apple. Facebook and Apple have joined corporate groups that are pushing the Dreamer legislation in a letter that was sent to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, exactly. This is talking about the so-called Dreamers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, that's their prerogative.
Well, maybe their prerogative, but what are they looking for? Cheap labor?
Yeah, I think so. Just
What else could it be? They certainly don't care about the Dreamers.
Well, exactly. Well, again, this is like we're even seeing. I think this is one of the reasons why Biden and mm-hmm. the Biden people are opening up the borders. Yeah.
Now, do you remember when Facebook put the political ad ban on and nobody could spend any money, and candidates were spending millions of dollars on Facebook? Remember all
right.
that?
Oh yeah.
Well, unbeknownst and totally unannounced, all of a sudden, Facebook says, we are going to lift our political ad ban, which was imposed after the 2020 election. Kyle, I'd be willing to bet you they figured out that they lost millions of dollars in revenue, and they don't ever want to have that happen again.
Well, exactly, because the advertising dollars are going to go where people are. That's the whole point of advertising. So, exactly, they must have learned a hard lesson on that.
Now, I've saved the best story for last, but before I go there, in case you haven't been paying attention to the show, and I've had several people call me up and ask me about the stimulus. You know, the stimulus is not something that's guaranteed to anybody. And you never know if it's going to pass or it's not going to pass. Obviously, this is going to pass. However, they've already reduced the amount. Nobody over 80,000 singly. Nobody over 160 couples. And it's a one-time payment so far, $1,400, even though some people want to make it recurring. Is that right so far?
Right.
Okay, but we won't know until they pass this one to begin with. But the Democrats cannot lose any votes at all, period, under any circumstances, or it ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens. And by the way, they're probably not going to vote on that now until next week. Okay, here's the best for last. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Former First Lady Melania Trump is getting an honor that only a few people have been able to have. She's getting her own collectible Barbie doll.
Wow. Well,
that is something.
Yeah.
Because she is a beauty. And if anybody should be a Barbie doll, I think it's Melania Trump.
Well,
I'll go right along with that and agree 100%.
Well, I got to tell you, I have so much respect for her. I think she seems like a very strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think that anybody who can speak five different languages is okay in my book. It's something I could never do. And she seems also to have been very strong throughout all of, I mean, the onslaught that had gone on since the very day that she and her husband came down the escalator at Trump Tower.
Yeah, and again, I'm not totally convinced that he's going to run again or that she wants him to run again, but we'll put the rumor out right now. What's the ticket that you and I predicted?
Well, I think it is possible. Well, I think Governor DeSantis is probably going to stay in Florida, but you could see Mike Pompeo run, I believe.
Well, yeah. Pompeo and Noon or Pompeo and DeSantis was a ticket that I think we're going to see in 2024. I really don't think Donald Trump is going to run again, but if he does, obviously he's got the nomination. But I think Mike Pompeo came very close last night on Hannity's show to saying that he was a candidate.
Yes, and Mike Pompeo is a very, very smart guy, and would be able, I think, to be a good president.
Yep. So we'll see, and he's well known by the international community too.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues, and we might have a few changes on the roads tonight. We'll let you know. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. She's up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way on the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don. She and her husband, Don, run that ranch where they have a nice horse stable there, and they also teach horseback riding and whatnot. And let's not forget the fact that also there, it's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which we will get to, and the Truckers Highway Byway Report is always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Go on in there. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tell about them. You get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then along with that free hot cup of coffee, you also get a chance to join the Drivers Club, which I would strongly suggest you do. But here we go. You dropped a bomb on me.
Thank you.
tell you, that's the Gap Band. You dropped a bomb on me. And believe it or not, I think that song, Kyle, came around about the time of the first Gulf War.
I think it was probably around 1982, I think. That's the Gap Band, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go, and we've had some changes in the weather, folks, and you know the weather changes from time to time. We'll tell you all about it. Kyle will tell you all about his end of it. Now, a system will approach the Four Corners and Southern Plains on Thursday to produce a few hazards. Those hazards will be heavy snow expected in the central and southern Rockies, a few thunderstorms with large hail, and possible over the Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma area. Also, critical fire weather threats from gusty winds and very dry conditions are likely from the Texas Panhandle to eastern New Mexico. And we just now have seen some snow pop up way up in upstate New York that wasn't there last hour. Kyle, we saw something there in the northwest in Washington State. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We are tracking a winter weather advisory, and this is going to be west of Seattle, west of Interstate 5. This is going to be in the Olympic region. They are expecting snow, expected above 3,000 feet. Now, the accumulations can go from 8 to 17 inches possible. So this is a significant snow event there. This is going to be in the Olympic Mountains and valleys, including Hurricane Ridge, and again, west of Seattle, Washington tonight. Seattle itself reporting rain showers right now. It looks like they've got rain showers for the next several days, throughout the entire next 7 days or so, so be watchful there. Also, down in southern Oregon, we've got a high wind warning. This in the Lakeview area along 395. Wind advisory as well along Interstate 5 in southern Oregon, in the Grants Pass, Medford, and Ashland area. And that high wind warning continues down into the just south of the border there into California. Also tonight, Captain, our friends in Denver, they've got a winter weather advisory going on right now. It's coming up the I-25 corridor, so be careful there. This is going to be north of Colorado Springs up into Denver. And then also in the Durango area, this is southwestern Colorado, they've got winter weather advisory there as well. Looks like a lot of snow extending on down into New Mexico, west east of Albuquerque along I-40. We've got a wind advisory tonight as well that goes down all the way to the border there with Texas and down into Texas as well.
By the way, I want to give a special shout-out to everybody up there on AM710 KNUS, The Answer in Denver. Hello. Hope everybody's doing well. Stay out of the white stuff if you can. And also up there, AM920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia. And we hope everybody's doing well up there tonight. And I do see, and the reason I mentioned Atlanta is there's a little bit of a haze there, circling north and east of Atlanta over towards the South Carolina line, where it looks like we could get some wind and maybe even a few showers in the mix for something that's going on there. We do have some flood warnings up in Tennessee, western Tennessee, some flood warnings scattered all the way across Kentucky. They're having a real mess there in Kentucky, and some flood warnings up just north of Springfield, Illinois as well. And then I talked about snow. Yep, there it is. Saranac Lake to Malone, to Ogdensburg, all the way up to the Canadian border on I-87. There's a patch of snow that came in up there that was not there in the last hour, but right now, 3 to 5 inches. And then over into the northern part of Vermont, you've got another 3 to 5, possibly 7 to 9 in some of the really higher elevations of Vermont, because that's right up there in the mountains up in there north of Lake George. And then we do have quite a bit of wind tonight in Maine. You folks there in Portland, Maine, that are holding on to your your hats as you're walking outside, you got wind all the way down the ocean side, all the way down to all the way down to Massachusetts, around the corner, Rhode Island, on down to Long Island. So that's what's going on there right now. So be careful. And I'm going to take a caller right now, because we got somebody's been very patient hanging on there. So here's number two for Eon, so make it good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the mayor of Realville again. Yeah. Actually, the mayor of nowhere.
I got it.
I want to tell, I'm the president, self-appointed creator and president of an organization called NADA, the Neanderthal Anti-Discrimination Association. And I hereby call upon Joe Biden's entire administration to resign and cancel themselves. Cancel the caveman hater Biden, because most of us European Americans are descended from Neanderthals. Joe Biden slurred us and he needs to go away. He's clearly racist against Neanderthal Americans, and he needs to go away as an entire administration needs to go. Cancel the caveman hater Joe. This is an official broadcast and message from NADA, the Neanderthal Anti-Discrimination.
All right, I got to go. I got to go. Thank you very much. And that's Ian. And by the way, that's for Ian. That's the Neanderthal Man song, 1970, a group called Hot Lake. So that's the theme song for Ethan's little deal there. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Biden singled out a group that really can't say anything.
All right. Tell us how you hear your show, please.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thank you very much. And I will catch you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. Meantime, we have Denise Simon on the telephone line. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're having all kinds of fun this morning. I should probably get you to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
No, it's okay.
All right, let's talk about the Iranian militias real quick that probably fired rockets into the al-Assad military base from inside Iraq, which brings a new problem to the situation, because those units that they use are mobile. They're using on a pickup truck or a flatbed truck or in the back of a little van, and they disappear as fast as they showed up, or sometimes they'll just destroy them so you can't do whatever. So do we have anybody that's taking credit for this yet?
We do not. As I mentioned, it was done from near Baghdadi City. So we pretty much know, because, I mean, we have, you know, we've got drones and we've got all kinds of geospatial assets that can tell where it came from and whatnot, so they know much more than they're putting out there in the public domain.
Was that video we saw, the rockets coming in, was that a drone that was taken out?
Yes.
Because
that wasn't this particular event. That was a previous one, but yes.
Okay, because you could see where those rockets were coming from in that drone
shot.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, all right. Well, so we'll hope we can find out who these guys are and then go blast them, I guess, because we have reserved the right to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
I know.
That's if we're allowed to.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. A lot of it is related to Joe Biden, but I do have a question here from a listener, Mark in Clearwater. And Mark, I'm going to ask Denise your question, so we'll get an answer for that right away. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.